Good morning, Adam Pengilly.
Morning, Laurie. Morning, TK.
How are you going down there in Melbourne, mate? Starting to get excited?
Yeah, surviving just. Getting closer to the countdown to Melbourne Cup Carnival, this obviously Derby Day this Saturday, and then the Cup next week. So, yeah, just heading out to Werribee at the moment. Just going to watch a couple of these international horses go around and get a bit of a guide about some of these horses in the Cup.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, James Cummings, we're reading this morning that he's followed his grandfather's plan of the old 10,000 metre prep for Avilius.
I find this fantastic, don't you, Laurie? It's amazing, isn't it? It's probably not lost on. It's just slipped under the radar a little bit, but not lost on a few people that James has virtually had a carbon copy of the spring preparation where his grandfather used to do with 10,000 metres down the legs. James has followed it that closely. Avilius has just run 10,040 metres after the Cox Plate on the weekend. So it's a preparation that's died in the wars, tried and tested. It's Bart's formula for so many years. And he's got the required amount of miles in the legs with for Avilius. Now, I think he can run really well next Tuesday in the Melbourne Cup. Just speaking of James, he's an air of confidence about the horse. I know there was a bit of a split opinion about his running the Cox Plate on the weekend. Some people thought it was a pretty good run. Others thought he was a little bit flat and probably entitled to finish off a little bit closer to Humidor than what he did. But having said that, James knows how to get horses ready for 2 mile race. I think he'll be ready to go on Tuesday next week.
I've got to say the Godolphin camp, the Blue Army, are flying as well under James. Racing Australia, the Melbourne Cup. Well, we got Yucatan is no longer Yucatan Ire. And Soundcheck is now Sound. No, it's now Soundcheck again.
It's back to Soundcheck.
Yeah. He was Yucatan Eye for about 4 or 5 days, TK.
Yeah.
I've got to give credit to Racing Australian Barry Farrell, because I spoke to Barry about this on Monday. And in his own, by his own admission, he said it was an unacceptable circumstance that the horse had to change his name from the Herbert Power before the Melbourne Cup, especially considering he's the Melbourne Cup favourite. This was going to cause some confusion. I think his original plan was to maybe look at this in a month or two's time when Racing Australia board meets in December, but no, he got onto the job yesterday, got it changed. So Yucatan Eye will now race back as Yucatan in the Melbourne Cup, and obviously Soundcheck, who was going to be Sound, is now Soundcheck again.
Yeah, and that's a good decision. That's a smart decision.
Actually, you know what? It sounds easy, but well done, because at least someone took some action, which was terrific.
Well, they made a decision.
Yeah, they made
a
decision.
Got on the front foot.
A sensible one, by the way.
Yeah, no, exactly right. Bendigo Cup today.
Yeah, Laurie, it's going to be a mad scramble for the last couple of spots in the Melbourne Cup. So a few horses we need to follow at the Bendigo Cup today. Patrick Erin is a horse we've been speaking about a little bit on this program for the last few weeks, given that he was the Group 1 Metropolitan winner. Obviously, he's going to try and win the Bendigo Cup, and he's not in the field at the moment. So he's going to need to win the Bendigo Cup and get a substantial penalty to any chance of squeezing his way into the field. So Charles Road is right on the border there for the New Zealand stable of Murray Baker and Andrew Forsman. So his future's up in the air as well. He's about number 24 or 25 at the moment, so he probably needs to run well and maybe win the race and get a penalty, be absolutely assured of a spot in the Melbourne Cup. And also got Dal Harald as well. So Bendigo Cup's not usually a great Melbourne Cup form, but a couple of these horses are so desperately in the race, they're heading up to Bendigo to try and get a penalty. And Patrick Erin, obviously, the one with the most focus.
And if Thinking Big wins on the weekend in the Derby and runs in the Melbourne Cup, who's most likely to get the ride?
Yeah, Michael D's going to the rider's been placed on standby, Laurie. So obviously, options are limited at that such a low weight with 49 kilos. And Gay's virtually confirmed that Michael D's been tentatively put on hold for the ride on Thinking Big in the Cup. If he can win the Derby, get a penalty, and get into the Melbourne Cup. So another interesting facet of the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott conundrum, guys, is that if Thinking Big wins and runaways at number 23 at the moment, so he happens to be shuffled down to number 24 for the Hotham Handicap winner, and then Thinking Big wins, Gay's going to have a decision to make about which horse is going to run in the Melbourne Cup between runaway and Thinking Big.
Yeah, that's. Don't you just have to go with?
Well, I don't know. Well, if I'm an owner, I want my horse in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah,
but maybe not if I've got a good 3-year-old like Thinking Big. Maybe I don't want my horse in the Melbourne Cup. Still, you only get one chance to run as a 3-year-old in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, but you got two sets of owners with two different horses, and they want their horse to run in the Melbourne Cup. So that would be a challenging decision.
It would. Tip for today.
Yeah, just one TK. Race 6, number 3 at Randwick there, Bravissimo. He's been a bit of a frustrating horse. I think he's 2 from 15, but he's been around the mark so far this preparation. His form's stacking up okay. I think he can run well back on a dry track with Rachel Hunt's claim. So Race 6, number 3, Bravissimo, my best at Randwick today, guys.
Race 6, number 3, Bravissimo. Good on you, mate. We look forward to catching up on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Might catch you next day or two.